Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Tori Gibson is with us. She's a member of the Town and Country Club in Oneida, and the folks in Oneida are having a Christmas celebration of their own here this weekend with the Oneida Christmas Walk this Sunday, December 4th. Everyone is welcome to attend this annual event, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the activities surrounding that this morning. Tori, how are you today?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
Well, very well. Thank you for asking. How's Christmas season coming for you?
It is going very well. Getting excited, getting in the groove and the hustle and bustle.
It is indeed that. And it's going to be weather like Christmas here soon enough, too. So it's going to feel a whole lot more so like the Christmas season. But the Oneida Christmas Walk, something that's been going on in one form or another for a very long time, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, talk a little bit about what we've got going on here this weekend, because you've got a pretty full slate of events for such a smaller period of time here on Sunday afternoon.
Yes, yep, we're super busy this Sunday. Things kind of kick off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So from 2 to 4, we've got that photo op set up where people can go and get pictures taken. And then the Lead and Soup Supper starts at 4. And the Oneida Methodist Church always does a wonderful live nativity scene for us. That's from 4 to 4:30.
And those are all volunteers doing the nativity scene?
Yes, yep, all volunteers with the Oneida Methodist Church.
Yeah, where do they come up with all the costumes and things?
I think, you know, we've been doing this for so long that they just keep getting passed down from generation to generation.
Well, at that point, they probably are worn well, so they look period then.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Yeah, yep. And then after the live nativity scene, we've got reindeer races down at the Banshell Park. You know, another great group of volunteers putting that on again for us.
Now, you're not actually racing reindeer, though, right?
If I could find a few, I'd bring them down. But no live reindeer.
All right.
No, and then something that we started last year that we're doing again this year is our lighted parade. And this year we've got a cool little theme. We're doing Oneida's Lampoon Christmas Vacation. So cars, golf carts, ATVs, UTVs, you name it, whatever you want to bring, put some lights on it, kind of dress it up like Lampoon Christmas Vacation. Meet at the food pantry to line up at 5 p.m. And this year, kind of as a way to give back to our Oneida food pantry, the entry fee is a box of Jell-O, kind of to go in there with that Lampoon Vacation theme.
Very good. But no cat food in the Jell-O.
Nope, no cat food in the Jell-O, please.
Okay, and no Cousin Eddie on us. We don't want to go there.
No, we will not.
Very good. Did you have good participation in the lighted parade last year?
Yes, we had more participation than we thought we were going to have. So definitely a good turnout.
Okay, and anything they want to do, as long as you've got lights involved, you're good with it?
Yep, as long as you got some lights on it, that's all we ask for.
All right. If you're doing Christmas Vacation, the more the better, though.
Yeah, absolutely, always.
All right. Well, you've got to have some food involved in this whole night, right?
Yes, yep, we do have some food involved. The Oneida Legion is going to be doing their soup supper starting at 4 p.m.
Okay, very good. Well, let's see. What else do we have going on? You've got a lot of different types of events for the kids and everyone else too, right?
Yes. So from that lighted parade starts at 5:30, and the lighted parade is going to be bringing Santa into town on the fire truck. Yeah. And then so Santa's going to be meeting us at the library at 5:45. And he'll be there until 7:30. So you'll want to bring your soup and your letters to the library to come see Santa. And then after you're done seeing Santa, you can check out his sweet shop, still there in the Oneida Library, from 4 to 7:30. And then once you're done seeing Santa up in the library, you can come on downstairs to the community center. So we've got the gingerbread house contest. I didn't win last year, but I'm trying this year. So
I couldn't win that contest because I'd eat it before I ever got finished.
That was a struggle for me last year. I think I ate more shingles than I put on there. Yeah, so we encourage everyone to, you know, build a gingerbread house and bring it on down to the community center. And if you don't, you come check them on out. And then in the community center, we've also got, you know, the kids crafts that we do down there. Another good, Anita Town and Country, our members help the kids down there with some crafts. And then also in the community center, we've got our tour of trees. So our member, Gabby Whaler, she has done a phenomenal job for gathering people to get trees set up down there for our community to come check them out.
Very good. So lots of entries this year?
Yep, lots of entries this year, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I love Christmas trees and love looking at all the lights.
Excellent. Well, I see you've got a bake sale that'll be going on. The 4-H youngsters will be doing that?
Yes. So in the community center lobby from 5:45 to 7, we've got a 4-H bake sale. And then also in the lobby, the CAM class of 2025 will be doing their raffle there.
All right. Well, I know no matter what form that the Christmas celebration has taken in Anita over the years, luminaries have always been a big deal. We're not going to miss those this year, right?
No, we are not missing the luminaries. They are, yes, like you said, they're always a big deal, and I think they are a Anita tradition. You know, so from 5:45 to 7, those luminaries will be going up Maple Street and then down Locust Street.
How do you get such good participation with that? I mean, sometimes folks want to do that in neighborhoods, but it always seems like there's a Scrooge somewhere.
I would contribute that to our great community. And then we've got two great leaders in Anita Town and Country. We've got Jody Earlmeyer and Tracy Knudsen. Those ladies are wonderful about getting everybody to get Anita lit up and shining bright.
Very good. Well, you bring up volunteers. I want to ask you, Tori, too, because you've got so many things going on, and it really is all bunched into a short time frame, really just during the afternoon and early evening. It would seem like you'd have to have a lot of volunteers to help operate and organize a lot of these different things. Do you have a lot of folks involved?
Yes. So within the Anita Town and Country, there's about 20 to 25 of us. But we don't do it by ourselves. Definitely contribute the success to also our local businesses. Every single business in Anita is wonderful about pitching in and helping. I know the Main Street Market, their new Onyx Salon and Spa, the Market on Main, and just a lot of good businesses downtown really contribute to that as well.
Am I to assume that a lot of those businesses will be open then too and have opportunities for folks during this time?
Yep, those businesses, a lot of those downtown will be open for folks to come in, take a look around, do some shopping, get in some Christmas gifts, you know, just a good way to give back to a community and support local.
All right, excellent. And now you're doing all of this through the Town and Country Club there in Anita, so it's got to cost some money to do some of these things. How do you generate that?
So we do that through a wide variety of different events that we host throughout the year, and definitely getting donations from volunteers and local businesses.
Okay, so you funnel a lot of that revenue that comes in into these types of events.
Correct.
Very good. All right. Well, how long have you been involved in the Town and Country Club?
So I am what I would consider a newbie. I have been with Anita in Town and Country for a little under a year.
That's very newbie.
That's how they could rope me into doing all these things.
Oh, you sound like you're enjoying it.
Always.
Is there room in the group for more folks?
Yes, always room. We're always accepting new people to join us and come hang out with us. You know, we're a fun group, and we love giving back to our community. So always room for more.
And what's involved for membership?
We come to meetings and then help plan and host all of the events that the Anita Town and Country sponsors. So like the Anita Easter Egg Hunt, that's kind of one that we always need help with. The Christmas Walk, Steak Fry, Halloween, all those events that we host.
Some of the key events during the year. And they're all fun, too. So it's not really like work.
No, not work. Definitely fun.
Especially when you see folks smiling and having a good time.
Yeah, I think that's what makes it all worth it at the end of the day.
Well, and the nice thing about this season, and of course this type of an event too, it's a family event.
Absolutely, yes. We encourage everyone to bundle up the family and bring them on out to enjoy everything that we've all worked so hard for.
Very good. Sounds like a lot of folks have put a lot of time and effort into this again this year, and we want to make sure folks come out and take the time to enjoy some of the work that's been put into the Anita Christmas Walk. Again, that's this Sunday, December 4th, some of the early activities at 2 o'clock and running through about 7:30 in the evening. So you've got plenty of time on Sunday to enjoy other things. You can worship in the morning and then go celebrate Christmas in the afternoon in Anita this year. Tori Gibson's been visiting with us here this morning about the activities. Tori, thanks for the time today. Hope you have great weather and great success.
Yes, thank you, and I'll see you this Sunday.